speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Did God make woman on day six with man and the animals? Who named Eve? This was also a question that has been submitted by our children. Yes, Eve was created on day six. If you note the context of what is found in Genesis chapter 1, verses 24 and 25, land animals were created first. They were created first on day six, is what I want us to understand. Not first in the creation, but first on day six. And then, according to what we read in the context of Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 and following, but then also if you pick up what Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 13 and following, that ought to be 1 Timothy chapter 2 rather, you're going to find is that God identifies that man was created first. And what he speaks in reference to is not first in comparison to the animals, these creatures, but rather first in comparison to the lady, in comparison to Eve. So therefore, God identifies the land animals were created first on day six, this is, and then Adam was created next on day six, and then from a contextual standpoint, we understand that Eve was created last. Of course, as you read and study from that, we find is that she was taken from the side of man. God took a rib and formed Eve, and as you look to the Hebrew terminology, it is to recreate. And the reason that the terminology or the understanding should be understood to mean recreate is that God created mankind from the dust of the ground. He created the dust of the ground first, of the land that is. And therefore it's from the dust of the ground that God recreated or reformed man according to His creation. And when we look with reference to the creation though, that within itself, even though it's a recreation from the dust of the ground, is still only something that God is able to accomplish. Why is Eve not mentioned until the second chapter of Genesis? The first two chapters are not given in a chronological order. And therefore, as we look with reference to her being mentioned later on in Genesis chapter 2, hence what God is doing is He is defining really what has taken place all the way back over in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 and 27 when mankind is created. Yet in that, on day 1, there would have been a span of time, on day 6, there would have been a span of time that has lapsed between Adam's creation and Eve's creation. Remember what we do read in Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 and following? Adam is given responsibility to name all the animals. And as he is naming, it dawns on him, if you would, for lack of a better way to state that, is that, hey, there's a mate for every creature that God has created except for me. God, where's mine? And hence, it is based out of this recognition then that God creates Eve. And again, that is on day six. The second part of that question then, who named Eve? If you note what is said in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 26, as well as Genesis chapter 3 and verse 20, Adam is responsible for giving Eve her name.